producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, stoppers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the beautiful bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. I love the fall. It is just gorgeous outside. I went out a little bit ago to take some mail out, and it is just beautiful this time of year. The leaves have turned. Many of them have fallen, and it's just gorgeous here. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Yes, I can get those here in the bunker here in South Carolina now, which is it's kind of a neat little thing that the GCN has got set up for us. But stick to the topic. Again, we don't do Chinese buffet here on the call-ins. Stick to the topic we're going to be on. And if you need to find us online, look to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, which we'll jump over to in just a little bit. And also, if you want to find us on Facebook, you can do that, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. And also, if you want to find Bradley, he's there on Facebook, Bradley Dean, D-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean on Facebook, and Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Sorry about that. I've had a cough that I can't shake for some reason, and I've got a cough drop, so it kind of caught me a little off guard there. Just to give you a little update, Bradley chimed in with some of the things that he did yesterday throughout the week while he and his family were down in Texas. He preached three times on Sunday in Anson, Texas. I spoke to the Cisco Tea Party in Cisco, Texas on Monday. Tuesday, he had a high school in San Angel, Texas. And then Tuesday night, he was at an outreach center talking with some inner city teens and had some things to do yesterday as well. And he and his family are on the way back home today. And so I'm filling in for him. But he's been a busy guy this week. And I know he's very thankful for that because that's what he lives to do, is go out and be among the people. He gets a little stir crazy if he's going to be in the house and doing all that. He wants to be out where the people are, and so God's given him that opportunity this week, and we're thankful to God for that. SonsLibertyMedia.com. Donald Trump says Hillary is only running for president to avoid prison. Well, she did come out earlier and jump on Barack Obama's ban the box, wanting to remove federal employees from having to state their criminal history the other day. Some people said she meant to say, she was, again, for prisoners doing that, not for presidents. And she misspoke it, but she never corrected it. But she did state that, and she's running for the office. And the sad part is there just seems to be no justice that will be brought upon these who are committing all kinds of crimes against the people. I think even in this Benghazi email scandal, the private email server that she has, there is enough there now from what we know that she should be indicted and brought up on charges. I mean, there's just enough just in that. Forget the old stuff of Whitewater, Vince Foster, all of these other things that have come in a long line of dead bodies that are strewn around the Clintons. Just what we know from the email scandal, she should be brought up on charges. She should not be running for president of the United States at all. She shouldn't be given a pass on that at all. And yet that seems to be what is going on, both by the Democrat Party and I would say even by the Republican Party, for not saying she should be arrested. She should be dealt with. Donald Trump is at least saying the reason she's trying to get in office, I guess, is to pardon herself or whatever. I don't know. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a legislator calls for ban of right to open carry following a city shooting there out in Colorado. This guy apparently didn't get the message when many of the legislators in the House there wrote laws against that were infringing on the rights of the people. Apparently he didn't get that message. Because the people stood up and they kicked several of them out through recalls just 2 years ago. And apparently this city councilman, his name is Bill Murray, not like the actor, but not the actor. He's the one who was pushing for that. These people have utterly lost their minds. They just have lost their minds in their attempt to infringe on the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Denying the biblical foundation of our Constitution benefits the goal of a one-world government. Indeed, we are independent. We are supposed to be separate. And this is part of the reason why we need to remove ourselves and our money from the United Nations. And then on top of that, we need to remove the United Nations from American soil. There's no need for it. There's no need at all. That instrument, that body, the United Nations, is being used to prop up other countries with our money. So it's time we got rid of the United Nations. Several senators, I know, Senator Rand Paul, since he's been in office, has done what his father did, and that was always put forth a bill to defund the United Nations. And every year, year after year, all of the people in Washington continue to support the United Nations. Why? I have no idea. I mean, I really have no idea. The only thing you can say is anybody who is supporting them has to be supporting their un-American and un-Christian agenda that they're involved in. Also at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we've got a new Muslim-majority city council in Michigan, and they put out a warning yesterday. Pamela Geller gave the first of two articles, and today she's got another one up in which she's talking about them issuing more warnings concerning their takeover there in a city council. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Pro-amnesty group demands the U.S. adopt, get this, a Bill of Rights for undocumented Americans. A pro-amnesty group is demanding a Bill of Rights for undocumented Americans. They're not citizens. They're here illegally. They've broken the law. Bill of Rights they've got concerns being arrested. Stay with us on the other side of the break. We'll take up the question that needs to be asked in the GOP debate.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Kills home intruder. Benny riddles the second suspect's car with bullets. Now, this is a brave young man. He took on two intruders into his home, killed one of them, and the second guy grabs his buddy, throws him in the car, and as they're leaving, this kid is shooting up the car as they're leaving. And the guy gets to the hospital, dumps his buddy off, and then the sheriffs come and arrest him. And now he is sitting in jail. And this just happened, I say, down the road from me. This is probably about 4 or 5 hours from me here in South Carolina. So I'm glad that there's some young men who know how to use a firearm, and they know how to defend themselves. That is a good thing. It is not a bad thing. It is a very, very good thing. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I just want to highlight maybe two more pieces here. Maine Attorney General is seeking to use civil rights laws to silence public opinion of Christians. Let me tell you this. The elders, two of the elders in my church went up to Maine this year and sought to see what was going on up there. Maine, in case you do not know this, is one of the least Christian evangelized states in the Union. Beautiful place, great people. But it is the least evangelized state in the Union. You say, really? Yep. You know that only 3% of the population of Maine claim to be Christian? Yep. You go up there, you will find Unitarian churches. Those are not Christian churches. Okay? They're not. And you find a handful of churches. And so one of my elders is going to be leaving the area, and he's going to go up and move up to Maine, and that's what he's going to seek to do. But they were up there, and as they were up there, they were outside. They went up to help the community with various things, and also you know, build relationships with people and present the gospel to others and these kinds of things. And one of the things that they did, they were out. One of the guys that were there, they were out at like one of these things they have in the street. You know, they set up the booths and kind of like a community spirit kind of thing or whatever. Anyway, they're out there. One of the guys was playing some music. And as he played, I believe the song was "I Need You, Lord," or something like that. He began to sing it. And there was a gentleman who was dressed in a kilt. And I don't have anything against kilts, okay? I mean, if that's your heritage or whatever, you want to wear a kilt, that's fine. But apparently this guy was a sodomite, and he went and got the lady who was tied with the group that went up there, and he said, they can't be doing this. And they went over there and said, you can't be singing that kind of stuff out here. Well, to make a long story short, they needed to take that stand and say, you know what, this is a public area, we can sing if we want. Because if we don't do that, then we're going to allow the other side to push us in a corner. And we don't want to go in that corner, because when you go in that corner, you're going to eventually have to come out fighting. Better to take the fight now when it's easier to deal with. And so this young man, Christian guy up in Maine, is seeking to, you know, plead with those who are going to abortion clinics not to go in and murder their babies. And they've put a 35-foot barrier from him and the abortion clinic. Now they've got a 50-foot barrier. And I don't recall where there is supposed to be any barriers. If you're out on a public sidewalk or anything like that, that where you can't have free speech, that is an infringement upon the laws of our country, where the government is restricted in that area, not the individual, not the citizen, but the government. And if you recognize a right to free speech, to speak truth, we're not talking about can you commit libel against somebody, can you lie about them, can you slander them, all of these. We're talking about to speak the truth about something. You have that right to do that, and it's supposed to be protecting our law, but not in Maine. They're going after him there. Also, you want to check out one thing at sonsoflibertymedia.com. A religion of pieces, jihadi, is blown up during a live interview. This guy is praising all of these jihadis, and as he does, a missile lands right there and takes him out. And, well, if you're going to be a part of that religion, you're going to get what you deserve. And this guy does. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com along with some of the other articles that we have posted, including an open letter to state legislatures everywhere, the other side of the Article 5 convention issue, and you need to check that out. That is being pushed as though it is an answer to tyranny. It is not. It is not. It was designed to help correct errors or problems within the Constitution among those who are already obeying the law. No words in history stop tyranny. They just don't stop it. So don't buy the lie, but check that out. That's a new one from our constitutional scholar, Publius Holda. You'll really appreciate that. Now, we just had a GOP debate. We've had a Democrat debate. And over, here's what I find. Various issues come up. Some of them are within the power and authority of the federal government, and some of them are not. We can talk immigration. That power is delegated there into Congress within the Constitution to be carried out that way. Some things as far as taxing, that's in there. That's part of the enumerated powers of Congress. We can talk about treaties and things of that nature. That requires Congress and the President. The President can negotiate it with the advice of the Senate, and then it must be approved by the Senate in order to become, quote-unquote, law in our country under our Constitution. And all of those things are fine, well, and good to talk about. But then you get in and you start talking about things like, oh, I don't know, gun control. The Constitution doesn't allow for that. Somebody should just say, you know what, the Constitution doesn't give us authority there. And so I don't have anything to really say about it. 2004 presidential candidate Michael Peruca actually said that. He had said that on several occasions to questions that were addressed to him, that the Constitution did not give the President nor the Congress any authority to deal in certain areas. And I believe he would say guns and arms of any kind falls under that declaration, that they are not to infringe on that. We could go to something else, too. Dr. Ben Carson has pushed for mandated vaccinations. That's nowhere, that's not an authority that the Constitution gives to those who represent us in Washington. It's just not. Donald Trump has spoke about, you know, universal health care, and he's going to make sure everybody's taken care of and see that, you know, people's health care are paid for those who can't afford it. Constitution, again, doesn't offer that. Chris Christie says you can violate the Fourth Amendment. Again, these are things that come up, and nobody gives it a second thought, especially if their candidate is the one that's pushing it. And God forbid you speak out against one of their candidates. God forbid you call him that he's being lawless in his answer. Okay? Or you'll invite their wrath. Trust me, I know. However, I have stated before, one thing that needs to be asked of any presidential candidate, whether it's GOP, whether it is Democrat, whether it is Veteran Party or Constitutional Party or Libertarian, whatever the whoever they're coming from, okay, there needs to be at least one question, and I think it should be followed up with three others, but at least one question that needs to be asked of them, because it's going to be the first thing that they swear to do on their first day in office. And what am I talking about? Well, here's what they say. When they take their oath, when they place their hand on the Bible, and they stand before the people whom they represent, they will say, I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will do and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay. The first thing is this. The person who takes that office swears to do what? Faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. Now, before he makes mention of preserving, protecting, and defending the Constitution of the United States, he says he's going to faithfully execute the office. Well, I'd like to see some of these media pundit heads who get on and ask sometimes the most stupid questions you could ask of candidates, things that are completely irrelevant to how they handle things. I want them to ask them, do you know what the job requirements are according to the Constitution? Can you spell them out to the people? On the other side of the break, we'll pick this up and we'll look at those things. Let's look at what the job of the president is. Stay with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Let's off with what is the president's job? That's one thing that presidential candidates need to be asked, and they need to be asked specifically if they even understand the job of the president. That is the job they're applying for, right? You would like to know, do you have not only qualifications, and not only do you say the right things, but do you even know really what the job is? It is not the job of a king. It is not the job of a tyrant. It is the job of someone who serves. It is the job of a servant. We often talk about the guy as the most powerful man in the world. Well, yes and no. Let's stop and think about that. Is that how our forefathers would have thought of that? Because they believed that the different branches of government were to keep each other in check. So while you may say this is one guy in this one branch who has specific power, and it's very limited, so I think if we went back to really the precise understanding of the Constitution, he's not the most powerful man in the world. He's a very limited man in a powerful nation. And that should be key in our understanding. Because if we do not understand that, then we're going to fall all over ourselves like so many do. Conservatives, liberals, communists, socialists, whoever it is, you're going to erect your little idol with his name on it and his jersey is his political party. And that's what you're going to worship. And you are going to worship it. So the question needs to be asked of all presidential candidates, what is your job according to the Constitution? And if you tell me something, cite the Constitution for it. And I'll remind you, the Constitution is not the law of the land, per se, as much as it is changed to bind elected officials in federal government. It doesn't say anything about binding you or I as citizens. It is to bind them from overstepping their bounds and infringing upon the people's rights and liberty. That's what it's there for. So, ask the question of presidential candidates, what section of the Constitution describes where your authority comes from and what it is? Now, I've dealt with this before, but Publius, who we call her PH for short, sweet lady from Tennessee and just an incredible speaker and very knowledgeable not only about the Constitution but the Federalist Papers and other aspects of history that she brings into the papers that she writes. And she lays out the very things, the powers of the office of the president. Here's what she writes. She points to Article 1, Section 7, Clauses 2 and 3, and says, they grant to the president the power to approve or veto bills and resolutions passed by Congress. Okay, so he has the power to approve or veto bills that are passed by Congress, not to write his own law. Article 1, Section 9, next to the last clause, grants the executive branch, the Treasury Department, the power to write checks pursuant to appropriations made by law. In other words, the only people writing law are who? It isn't president. It is the Congress. That is where all authority for legislation is invested. It is in the Congress. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, the number is 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic that we're on, which is about the presidency and his job requirements. Also, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 vests executive power in the president. In other words, he can issue what is termed executive orders to do what is lawful to those who are under his command in the executive branch. That's it. But he can only do what's lawful, not what's unlawful. Article 2, Section 1, the last clause, sets forth the president's oath of office, which we've cited in the second segment, and that is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 1, makes the president the commander-in-chief of the armed forces when they have been called by Congress into the actual service of the United States. Stop and think about that one when you hear the guys talk about what's going on in the Middle East. We are back in Iraq. We have troops in Syria. We still have troops in Afghanistan. And yet, there has not been a declaration of war. There hasn't. In fact, the last time we had a declaration of war was World War II. The other world wars have been unlawful. No matter how good the cause and purpose and things that we state, according to our Constitution, they were not enacted by declaration of war from Congress, and therefore, all of that is illegal activity. And Congress should be held accountable for not holding the president accountable when the man goes and he sends our sons and our daughters to war without following the strict dictations of the Constitution. Also from that, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1, it authorizes the president to require the principal officers in the executive department to provide written opinions upon the duties of their offices, grants the president power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, but he cannot stop impeachments of any federal judge or federal officer. And God knows we need some impeachment of some federal judges and even the current guy in the Oval Office. We need some impeachment there. Also, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2 grants to the president the power to make treaties with the advice and consent of the Senate. It gives him the power to nominate ambassadors. Again, they have to have the approval of the Senate as well, other public ministers and consuls, federal judges, and various other officers. Again, the Senate is there as a balance. They are there as a check. Again, this idea, he's the most powerful man in the world, He's checked by a Congress, or he's supposed to be checked by a Congress. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 3 grants the president the power to make recess appointments which expire at the end of Congress's next session. We already know the current occupant of the White House, the usurper-in-chief, got in trouble with the judges over that. He made recess appointments, and they were illegal. I don't see anybody impeaching him, though. And if you don't bring any justice to the guy, he's going to keep doing it. It's like if your child keeps going and doing the very thing you told him and there's no repercussions, there's no discipline to the child to help correct him, what's he going to do? It's just going to embolden him to go do whatever you told him not to do again. And Barack Obama is nothing but a grown-up, six-foot-whatever child. He keeps putting his hand in the cookie jar, getting the cookies out, and nobody smacks his hand. Nobody smacks his backside and says, you don't do that. Nobody does it. So, Article 2, Section 3. It imposes the duty on the president to periodically advise Congress on the State of the Union, authorizes the president to recommend to Congress such measures as he deems wise. It authorizes the president on extraordinary occasions to convene one or both houses of Congress when he asks Congress to declare war, for instance. And if both houses cannot agree on when to adjourn, he is authorized to adjourn them to such time as he deems proper. It imposes the duty upon the president to receive ambassadors and other public ministers. It imposes the duty upon the president to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Again, that's part of his oath of office, is to faithfully execute those duties that he has as president. And it imposes the duty upon the president to commission all the officers of the United States. Now, I'm just sitting here thinking, and I can probably think of, if I were a betting man, I would bet there are probably two or three candidates between Democrats and Republicans who could name those off. And they could cite them probably from memory. They wouldn't have to pull out their pocket constitution and read them to you. They know them because that's how serious they take their oath of office. Unlike Representative, I believe his name was Kenzinger, I forget his name, the other week from Illinois, who was pushing for Islam to just be this prominent thing. But then he wanted to say, I'm not for Sharia law, but you can't separate the two from one another. And so he said he took his oath very seriously, but it's clear that he did not do that. The question that I have is, which of these presidential candidates actually know what the Constitution says about what they can and cannot do in their office? Now, that leads to some other things, too. It leads to, do they know what Congress can and cannot do? They have enumerated powers, too. The chains are on them just as much as they're on the president, but they have different things that they have to do. And so when we think of these things, we have to think, he needs to know what the limitations are of the other branches of government he has to keep in check. If he's going to faithfully execute the laws, if he's going to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution, he's got to know what the other branches of government can and cannot do. And so he needs to know what legislative power the Congress has. This would be question number two. And there's a list of anything from 18 to 23 things that Congress can write law about. Very specific. They can't just write it about everything. And people think, well, this health care law, they aren't given authority to do that. Well, they can write this thing on marriage for everybody. They aren't given authority to do that. That's not part of the enumerated powers for Congress. A third question is the judiciary, or the judicial branch. Does he know what they can and cannot rule on? Because they're limited as well. That needs to be a question asked of presidential candidates. The other side of the break, we'll finish this up, pointing us to our authoritative Word of God. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally began to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Final segment. If you want to get in on this, stick to the topic, and we'll pull you up as soon as we can. With all of the things about what the Constitution provides us for the authority the president has, what his job description is, and we should demand that the people who are asking for our vote, I don't care who they are, they need to be asked, do you know what the Constitution says? That I don't want to hear you have to check with your lawyers. The Constitution is written pretty simply. It's not difficult to understand. If you've got to check with your lawyers, then I've got to check with whether or not I want to be voting for you. That to me is one of those slimy kind of ways of trying to say, yeah, I want to see how much I can wiggle in this. Let's just be, people who are straightforward and let our yes be yes and our no, no. And one of the issues that we have is that whether this person, whether those who represent the people are a president, a representative in Congress, or a judge, or whether they're a sheriff or whatever they are, we have to remember this. Their authority is delegated by the people. But their authority comes from God, and we need to make the distinction of that. Jesus, when he stood before Pilate, Pilate said, don't you know I have authority? I can loose you or I can crucify you. And Jesus is like, you got no authority unless my daddy's given it to you. You have no authority unless it's been given to you by my Father. We need to understand that, because sometimes we think the people have more power than God in some circles. That's the way they think. That's not the case here. That's not what Bradley thinks. That's not what I think. But God definitely uses us as the means of doing what he does. And he has commanded us to do that which is right, that which is lawful, and uphold his law for his glory. And that law, here's the great part about it, that law points people to the need for a Savior because they see their failings against the law. I mean, that is what the Apostle Paul told us. The law is a taskmaster. It drives us to Christ. And if that is the case, and that then changes us from being a child of the devil, Ephesians 1:1, into being a son or daughter of God. Read the entire chapter of Ephesians 1. The other one was Ephesians 2:1, I'm sorry. Read the entire chapter of Ephesians 1, where God has adopted us. He has predestined us in all of those things in Christ to be adopted into his family. And all the benefits that come with that. And I can speak as one who's been adopted physically, that here I was, people loved me, chose me, and made me an heir to all that they have and all that they are, and they loved me. And it's a great picture of what God does for the sinner, that he converts them, that he turns them. And instead of them wanting to rebel against his law, they want to obey it. But above and beyond the Constitution, the Bible is the authoritative word, not the Constitution. The Bible is. And the Bible gives us specific instruction about those who are rulers. From Romans 13, it says, "Let every soul be subject to the government authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil." Do you want to be afraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister. See, a lot of these people want this two kingdom stuff that, well, the kingdoms of this world, they're Satan's, and the kingdom of God is something different. I'm sorry, I read in Revelation where Jesus has already claimed the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God in Christ. That is not something future, ladies and gentlemen. That is something that exists now. It has been existing for 2,000, actually it's been existing since before the creation. But it's been claimed by the king. And you say, we're in the last days. You need to get your head straight. I'm just going to tell you straight up. You need to get right in the scriptures of the context of what goes on. You need to look at time text as to when things are going to happen. You're pointing to certain things and you're saying, well, that's out in the future, and not dealing with them there, you're not going to see this. Those who serve in the capacity of God's ministers, as Paul says in Romans 13, they're there not as a terror of good works, but to evil. And you say, well, this was written under Caesar. Yeah, Caesar was doing some wicked stuff, wasn't he? Against those who did good. So do you think that Paul's writing this and saying, well, you should just submit to Caesar when he tells you to do something wrong? No. That would just be against the whole entire, that would be against everything that's written in Scripture. We know Peter and John told the Sanhedrin what they could do with their command about you can't preach in the name of Jesus. They're like, yeah, you can determine that, but we're going to go do it anyway because it's better to obey God than men. And God's ministers in the civil sphere are to first obey God. That means the laws that they enact and that they execute, they better be God-honoring laws. And the only way they're going to get that is not specifically nature, per se, because nature doesn't write laws. But what they're going to get it from is the scriptures. And our founding fathers, the pilgrims, when they came over, they understood that. They established their government based upon the Old Testament laws, the laws God gave. And they put that in effect. So, there's another question. Because in our Constitution it says, anarcho six, there's no religious test oath. And you hear the people say, we're not electing a pastor in chief. Really? This is God's minister. The guy better have a handle on his Bible. He better. He's a minister of God. Let me ask you something. Would you call a pastor to your church who didn't know what his Bible said? Neither should you put somebody in a Christian nation in the office of president, congressman, senator, or judge who does not know his Bible. You shouldn't do it. And then if you do, and he goes against that, you've got no reason to complain because you are a fool to think, well, we're not electing a pastor chief. No, but you're electing a man who sits as God's minister. In fact, Paul says, verse 4 of chapter 13 of Romans, for he's God's minister to you for good. How is that? Well, he punishes the evildoer. How do we define evildoer? Scripture defines it for us. God's given us his law. He punishes the evildoer. But if you're doing evil, or if you're doing good, you don't have to be afraid. But if you do evil, Paul says, then be afraid. Evil in whose sight? Rome's or God? I think he has the law of God in mind. For he does not bear the sword, folks, that I'm going to tell you, I think that has to do with the death penalty. He doesn't bear it in vain. That's God's minister. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake. And he's not saying be subject to every unlawful order from a civil magistrate. He's saying to that which is good, that which honors God, that which is under the law of God. That is the context, because if you say it something else, you just chuck everything that came before that out the window, and all you're left to do is grovel before tyrants. That's what you're left to do. So, in this presidential debate, how about doing something a little different than you've done in elections past? Why don't you find a man who has Christian character, who has a good standing in his community and in his family, and recognizes the limited role of his office? If you find such a man, back him. You say, well, he might can't win. He can win if people vote for him, if they'll quit compromising their principles that they say they have, but they compromise every time that one of these elections come up. They're often telling me they're compromising because they say, well, I'm going to hold my nose up. Well, what does that mean? I hate the stench of the person I'm fixing to vote for. Why vote for a stinker? You know, let me put it that way. Why not vote for a man who's looking to honor God? And honor God before you on your behalf. Folks, these are questions that need to be asked of the presidential candidate. If you don't push it towards the other people, they won't be asked. 23 hours, we'll be back with you again. Bradley will be in the chair, and we'll talk to you then. See you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.